Welcome back to the Songs and Stories podcast. This shit's gonna fuck you up.
Hit it, Devin.
You know what? Actually, we've been playing shows the past, how many shows we played? We've played three shows by the time they hear this.
Yes.
Yep. And I haven't even listened to a single note of a single song that we're gonna play.
I know.
You still have your preparation in the future. Like between now and when you get on the plane is when you're gonna do all the
I'll start mentally practicing real soon.
I was thinking just I'm not going to try to go over any of the lyrics because, you know, we do the whole pre-show, which is While Broken Hearts Prevail. And I think as an art piece, I'm only going to say the word blah and I won't say any of my lyrics. And it's artistic. It's my artistic take on Emery. And that way, you know, also I don't have to actually remember the lyrics because it's hard to remember lyrics at this advanced age.
Yeah, I'm definitely got to that last night where I was like, no, okay, I have to listen to these songs again, too. Like, I have to let them in because I'm not just going to know them when I get there. It's not going to happen. So I have to definitely thing to make sure that because we'll have just the right amount of time. But there's something about that practice. Like, I'll focus on it a good amount between now to that moment, and it'll just it's a very steady ramp up to, oh, shit, that you had to have.
And then by the last show, you just dialed in. That's what
by
sucks
the last
about
show
it.
Is all good. Yeah.
Right. By the last show, you're like, oh, this is the, oh man, we're going to put a hell of a show on now.
Tomorrow, well, let me think. Not tomorrow. July 25th, we're playing in Tampa, Florida at the Orpheum. July 26th, Orlando, Florida, level 13. July 27th, Columbia at New Brooklyn Tavern. Yep. Then we're going to be at Outer Banks is for Lovers, which is going to be really awesome. Really awesome. And then we're playing Asheville, North Carolina. The Gray Eagle.
Yeah.
So
right on.
I'm looking forward to it. This is longer than we normally do. And
it's
I
the longest,
feel it,
yeah, that
I
we've done
feel
in
it
a
little bit. I looked at my kids a little different tonight.
Wow.
It was like, I don't usually the break is nice. 5 day break. I'm like, this is kind of nice. It gives me a little, you know, breather. But tonight I was like, oh man, I'm not going to see these little dweebs for 10 days or something.
Yeah,
it was fun. Weird.
Me and my youngest were she always wakes up earliest, and she was watching TV this morning at 7 a.m and she was watching the cartoon Mitchell versus the Machines. Have you seen it? Danny McBride is the main voice in it and stuff, and the robots try to take over the world, and she's fighting this robot and she's losing, and out of nowhere the music hits and the dad figures out a way to escape the robot that he was with, and you thought for sure he's gone, and he saves his daughter. He shoots the robot that's about to kill her, and I just start bawling. I mean, I am crying, and I'm just like, I hope in my mind I'm sitting there and I'm having to hide it from her because I don't want her to see me just falling apart, but I'm falling apart. And in my mind I was like, hope one day I can save her. That's what I thought. Like, I hope that when she needs saving, I'll be there for her. And you're just like, oh my God, I'm a dad and I'm old and I just feel all this stuff. And
it gets you, man. Sometimes it gets you.
No, it does. It does. But so anyway,
if you,
what else is
if
going
you
on?
Get tickets, well, if you want to get tickets to any of these shows, go to emerymusic.com. Pre-show, we're playing While Broken Hearts Prevail. We talked about that just a minute ago, but those are free for Emeryland members. Some of those are maybe sold out. I don't know for sure. There's probably a few left that you can pay for, but if not, join Emeryland. Also, we just released In Shallow Seas We Sail live on vinyl a couple days ago, yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we sold a bunch. Yeah, Toby's shipping them. We sold a bunch real quick. And that's
immediately.
Nice. And they sound really good.
Real good. So you better order yours because they are going to sell out. I'm shipping a shitload. It's all I've been doing since about 8 a.m. this morning.
Well,
so order that.
Yeah.
So anyway, in Emeryland, though, they've had the album for a while. They've had In Shallow Seas We Sail for a while. So we gave it to them right away. We're working on some new songs. We're going to give it to them instantly when we're done with those before we actually release them to the public. You get part due, the second part of this podcast. We talk about all kind of dirty shit.
The nasty shit. That's where we get nasty.
We're going to talk about Mission Impossible 7 this time.
Yes, I can't wait to talk about it. you get the Emery specials. We recorded all the bunch of albums before you get those specials and also exclusive music. We talked about free pre-show tickets, and you get 20% off everything at emerymusic.com, and also songs and stories tickets and custom songs, and also marriage supply.
Oh yeah. Speaking about nasty, maybe it's time for you to get a little nasty. When's the last time you, and I'm talking to you listeners, and you three too, when's the last time you've been nasty? Maybe it's time to try nasty again. You remember there's been you know what I'm talking about when you think back to a nasty time and it makes you smile. You know the nasty time. No one else might even know it.
Nasty.
If I said think of a nasty time, it pops right in your head within a minute and you smile. So I'm just saying marriagesupply.com. Why not try nasty tonight? Try nasty.
Yeah.
That's a good slogan.
Hey, and you know what? Why earlier when we were talking nasty and Matt said we were going to talk about Mission Impossible on part two that you can get if you join Emeryland, I was trying to think of what would be the porn name version of that. Like if you want to get nasty with Mission Impossible, and I couldn't think of anything. You know how they do play on words like Indiana Jones and
Mission
the last
Mission Piss Possible.
I was saying Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
Missionary Possible.
Yeah. Missionary Possible. That's pretty good. Missionary Possible is pretty
good.
That's
a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Missionary Possible.
All right. We done with all that?
Yeah. This is the part when the people hit the 15-second skip. They get to the part. It's like, is it that part? When they do marriage supply yet? Okay. Let's go in.
Yeah. And we'll if you join Emeryland, you get your name read.
Okay, skip,
podcast.
Skip right here. Okay, skip. You're in the right place.
Everybody's skipping though, because Lunsford's saying he's deleting it. Okay. So now they're still skipping.
Skip.
Trying to get back to just us.
Real quick, backstage, how I almost got rich in a Christian hardcore band. It's available on Amazon. Use the code go fuck yourself to get no discount.
The 15 second forward button on this podcast, they call that the Lunsford button.
All right. All right. We're drafting, and I'll just go ahead and set the table here. We're doing a music draft.
Yep.
Now, this is a little bit of a do over music draft.
Now, why was it a do over?
Well,
we recorded episode.
Y'all hear how y'all are being mean to me right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did that just with a bunch of people we know.
Yeah.
The last episode.
We picked every band we've toured with. Go ahead, Lester.
Yeah. We last draft we tried to do was the worst of people or bands you've toured with or played a show with.
Which in pre-production sounded amazing.
Yeah. And it honestly was probably the most fun I've ever had on a podcast. And I'll get out there since I'm running the show here. I think it was a mistake not to release it, but the group decided not to release it.
That's fair.
So, you know, but y'all have reputations and, this is actually your business.
Right.
Y'all have a little.
We'll be seeing these people.
Play shows with some of the people we might have talked about.
Yeah. Maybe.
So maybe, allegedly.
So I have a professional network to maintain. I mean,
have to network. Yeah. So, but we're going to run it back and we are going to do a worst of draft. And it's the worst of just bands in general, but broken down into categories. So the categories are worst guitarist in a band, worst drummer, bassist, singer, and worst band of all time.
Right.
So we broaden it. Now you could still choose somebody you know if you'd like.
Yeah.
You still could.
You're still right. That's on you. But we made it broader. So hopefully it'll be people we don't know. And you won't be worried about offending as much. But as Matt put it to me, we were at the buddy's baseball game yesterday, and he was like, I just pictured an endless loop, a negative feedback loop in my own head of everybody I might have talked about and when I'm going to see them again, if they're thinking about it, like all that stuff. So,
did they hear it yet?
Yeah, did they hear it? Did somebody send it to them? So it's somebody that this one, it'll be like talking shit about sports teams.
Yeah, that's
or like better. Michael, it'd be like talking shit about Michael Jordan. So nobody would give a shit.
Right.
So here's what we got. It's worst of all time. I laid out the categories. Rules are snake draft as always. And then if you pick somebody from a band, that takes that band off the table for any other category.
Okay.
All right. So you got to keep up with that. And then there's no wild card or anything. So it's just singer, guitarist, bassist, drummer, band.
Yeah.
And it's pretty loose. As long as it is part of a band, then you can make an argument that it is a band.
No solo artist.
Not a solo artist. Yeah.
There's some solo artists that could be picks.
They
could maybe should be included.
Yeah, it's going to be a fine line. So we'll see how you have to defend it. So there's sometimes solo artists have been. Are they in a band? Maybe.
Yeah, you had to.
Like, is it a band?
To just see.
Do they
we
have
just
band?
Had to see.
They have their name and the band in their title.
Okay.
We'll see how it shoots.
I mean,
out,
you so. Know, Tom Petty's a band. But it's
of course.
He is.
And yeah. The Heartbreakers.
Yeah. That's a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, but yeah.
So we'll see what happens here.
Yeah.
All right. So,
I'm ready.
I don't even know how to set the table. Like, worst seems pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
But there's some subjective things. Sometimes it's just somebody you might hate.
There's layers
yeah.
to worst.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to make the argument. You have to be convincing. That's the point. All that matters
yeah,
is
some
that
of mine
convincing.
Are globally the whole being, you know, like.
Yeah,
like
yeah. You're just making the case because we're going to have
off
that
stage.
Graphic.
Yeah.
You're trying to create that graphic where you win when you see the end of this draft. So when people think worst and they see this fucking face of this person, that's how you win. If you get that reaction, that's how you are grounded. I figured that out about this game. It's all about the all poster.
Right. One thing I did realize, just like looking online for some stuff, people have really stupid opinions about music.
Yes.
Yeah. Really stupid opinions.
Including ours, maybe.
Like they say stuff that is just unreal, ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I guess it's just reactionary, but
like
to get a reaction.
Halen's the worst guitarist.
Yeah.
Type. Yeah.
I'm like, what are you? You have no idea what you're talking about.
No, like the ultimate argument to make is that Jimi Hendrix is actually the worst for some reason. That's the game they play out there, I think.
I hope that happens in here.
If you can make the argument, that'd be sick.
I will say,
I'm going to do the wheel of names. Go ahead, Toby.
No, go ahead.
Get this set up.
Okay.
Well, I was just going to do the wheel of names. Yeah, go ahead.
You ready? You got it?
I got it, but
we can
go.
What I was going to say doesn't matter.
Okay, cool.
I'll bet any amount of money that it's that I am first.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well,
I think Devin will be first.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with the thing you're spinning. Where do you put my name on the?
It's a wheel of names.
Roll it.
But I think
all right, here we go.
If it's me,
I think where it hits Devin's name is like you probably didn't change the name, so I guarantee it will be Devin.
No.
I bet it'll be Devin, Matt, me, you. Devin, Matt,
it's me,
you.
I'm first.
Oh, it is?
Shit. Yeah.
The first time.
All right, well.
I've never been first.
That's true.
Now, see how it feels. It's not grit. It's not grit.
All right. Here we go.
That'll be me.
Matt?
Yes.
Damn.
Okay. I'm going to get something.
Nice, Matt. Congratulations.
I'm going to be last.
I hope I'm last.
I'm always third. I've only been third.
Toby.
Told you. See what I'm saying? This is this is real. This isn't
spot.
A simulation.
Yeah. He nailed it.
That's how I realized it.
See?
We live in a simulation.
I told you.
Lunsford's wheel revealed that I do live in a simulation.
All right.
All right.
I'm up first.
Okay. Let's see what you
got. So I'm going to start with band. And
wow.
Worst band.
Okay.
I'm not even certain any of y'all would pick it, but I just feel really strongly that this is like universally for me, for people that tend to like good music, all agree that my God, this band is so bad and they're so big.
I know who you're gonna say. Terrible.
So I'm taking Nickelback at number one.
Wow. Okay.
That's a good
for the poster.
I'm taking Nickelback.
But that's an easy shot at the poster, like in some way.
There ain't much risk there. There ain't much risk there.
Much risk. What is there to risk? I think they're probably the worst band that is in that like they're huge. I'm weighing everything. Like
sure.
I know there's worse local bands or whatever, but I'm saying the argument, like, well, they write pretty damn good songs, or they execute what they're trying to do. But yeah, but I think it's, I believe it's objectively bad choices artistically.
I
Chris,
think they
will
are.
You please play, the,
yeah. Oh, wow.
I want Chris to play Photograph right here in this clip of the podcast. Yeah. Just listen to that song. Listen to that. Listen to that well written song.
I think they're perfectly. I also get happy when I hear it.
Yeah. Where's the, it's what.
Well, I think they are prime.
You like it because it's the worst.
It's ironic. Yeah, I think
they know. I mean, how close to Sharknado do you have to be before it's good?
Right.
You know, like it. You know, anyway.
But I don't think they mean to be that. I think they are. I think they're. What would you call it? Earnest in what they're doing.
Yeah, that makes it actually bad.
Yeah. Exactly.
but so good.
Yeah, it's they're not. Not calculated, like, hey, let's just like play to the lowest common denominator. I'm saying, like, a person who thinks Nickelback is fucking sick, bro, they like bad music,
right?
Not you that being like, oh, I'm a cool guy who, no, you know, I can see how Nickelback, like, you listen to their song structure and like their production.
Okay, who are their other favorite two bands? And like, paint the profile of this person that likes Nickelback. They like who
that
else?
Likes Nickelback? They like Three Doors Down,
Shinedown,
yeah, like
Shinedown, Nickelback, Three Doors Down, you know,
yeah,
Old Stain,
yeah. So it's,
but it's, I mean, okay, think about the kind of person who likes those bands.
That's cool.
Don't you typically like those guys?
Yeah, those people are cool as fuck. Cool.
They're just chill dudes, man. Cool.
Way better than if they liked our band. No, I don't think they like ours.
But they would. Oh, you guys are fucking sick if they saw your show.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. You're right. Yeah, they've been, y'all's band's good. Yeah, write your own music,
man.
Yeah, hard.
You would way rather hang out with them at a party than somebody that likes, you know, emo.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No, I get what you're saying.
But you're
It'd
not
be
wrong.
Fun at a party.
Yeah. Okay, good argument. Good on the poster.
Can I say one thing, though? I believe that Nickelback is set to have a huge fan base. Like, it'll be meta in a way, and everybody's going to – you're going to see all these people go to them.
It like, could be Bill and Ted that save a generation or something.
Right. It'll be something where everybody everybody's kind of in on the joke, but likes it, but says, you know, whatever it is, that it will be. Okay. Sorry. That's enough.
All right, Matt, you're up.
Okay. So I'm going worse. I can go from any category or anything.
Yeah.
And so I need to kind of be, this is where I'm supposed to be strategic to get who I want. Okay. I'm going to go in a similar vein. I'm going to take a similar vein and get a guitarist. I don't know who everybody's gonna say is the worst guitarist, but I think I'm going for a similar vibe when I say the worst guitarist is Mark Tremonti from Creed.
Nice. Damn it,
that's a good pick.
Yeah,
I mean, and it's like it has done some cool shit also, and there's almost nobody you can't say that about. I don't think there's any, I mean, you could make a different argument that like some shredder or something was the worst, but to me, Mark Tremonti invokes that's a dorky guitar player to a level that is catchy in some way, and you can definitely do some cool stuff over there or whatever, but it's the most distasteful thing that I wouldn't want to be, feel like I was like that.
Yeah, but Alter
Bridge?
That's
the thing I'm trying not to be or something in some way. But maybe it's because I'm not that far away from it or whatever, but it's like that's the thing to make – sure, you're. I wouldn't want to come across like that.
Yeah. Well, the way he always played and looked, it reminded me of too many local guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just like Creed got kind of wrote some good songs and they got big and got lucky or something like that, and then it just went over the top.
Yeah. But
yeah. He's goofy. He's a dork.
Yeah.
And that's it. Maybe that's an easy one, but that I thought that was a one that would go good on the poster. Yeah.
These are good choices.
Good on the poster. Choices.
Yeah. All right.
So we're going down the road a little bit of butt rock here.
Yeah.
Already.
It's a little butt rock of a move. Yeah.
Yeah. That's easy to get.
It's easy. Yes, I agree. That's easy. That's easy.
Okay. I'm going to go singer. And this one, just because every time I've actually heard them ever live in a way, it's just always sounded pretty bad. Even though I love this band and even him as a front man and his vocal tone.
I know
tone,
who you're going to say.
I'm saying Stephen Jenkins, Third Eye Blind.
Yep. I knew that.
That's it's good, just
worst singer.
Good pick.
He's just so bad. Now his tone is good. Like he has a nice sounding voice, but he sings so flat and bad all the time. And I love this band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's
this is a killer band.
He's a real bad singer that is able to either help write or write melodies for really good songs.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
and
I mean?
that's so weird. The, he's a good writer and recording even singer. Like it doesn't like he can make it on the recording, but it's like it's a lot of work for him to be like he needs a lot of help to get there.
Yeah. And he's not like he doesn't write like incredible melodies. It's all pretty simple. You know what I mean? Da 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 da. It's all that kind of pop. Yeah. But he just knows the vibe. He just picks up the vibe, you know?
Yeah.
So
I agree with Toby. He was bad when I at live.
Yeah. I just it I was like, wow.
And he was right after I saw him right after Jim Adkins, Jimmy World, who sounded great.
He's amazing.
And then they came up and I was like, oh no.
Okay. Yeah. But the as a band and songs and even nostalgia, like it's part of my life. That band is awesome. I even they had a new song that came out in the last year or about a year ago or whatever. It's great. It's awesome. I actually really like it. Mm-hmm. All right. Devin.
Okay, me, huh?
Two
you got two, Devin.
I am not prepared for this.
Mm.
I'm going to go.
Just pick Gillespie. I know you want to.
I'm going to go straight to Gillespie. I think I'm going to pick worst bass player because that one was kind of tough for me. I'm just going to go Nikki Sixx.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I had
from Motley Crue. I think you just, you know.
I had him.
He's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a killer too because Motley Crue is off the board now.
Off the board, so you can't take
that. There's a lot of bad there.
Yeah. One of their members I was definitely going to say.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but Nikki supposedly, I mean and Mix even said that though, that they play with tracks and everything. Like that they use tracks and everything, but Nikki really Mix said was not even good. Like always not a good player, and then that's what they say now, so it's just using tracks and just not, you know.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a good reputation as a bass player.
Yeah,
good pick.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was okay. Now man, it's tough.
Yeah,
so you're on the snake on the other end.
I'm on the snake on the other end, which is also has its cons. I'm just going to go – I think I'm going to jump over to worst band. Worst band. I think I'm going to go – Disturbed.
Nice.
I'm going to go with Disturbed.
Worst band.
And I don't even really think they're – I was kind of going back and forth between them and one other one, and I just jumped to Disturbed. Now, I don't think Disturbed is bad at what they do, similar to Nickelback. Mm-hmm. They are very good at what they do, but they it's like they're just too serious. It's like, what do you think you are? Like, what is, you know what I mean? He thinks he's
It's earnest. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's earnest.
Yeah.
But also, it's a little bit of a performance. You can tell. I mean, he's so dramatic.
Yeah.
Everything's so dramatic. But they're not like the necessarily like the worst, you know, musical or whatever. I mean, some of the songs are, they're fun. You know, they're dumb, but they're fun. So it just feels silly.
Yeah.
Very silly.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think you just take it back. You just think of the type of person that likes Disturbed. What kind of music do they like? It's pretty much all bad.
Yeah,
right.
Like they probably don't appreciate the Beatles.
Yes,
people that like Disturbed don't think, oh yeah, I get the
different
Beatles
kind of people,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah, it's just a different type.
And so many people, and the funniest cover song of all time, they did the funniest cover song of all time, right? Sound of Silence.
Yeah,
oh for sure.
I mean, in that almost maybe the funniest, not intentionally.
Yeah.
It's not the funniest cover song. It is the funniest thing in the world to me.
They are worse than Nickelback.
I love it.
And all this is because of how bad they are, is your argument? This is how bad they are, that their thing is the funniest thing out there. It's just into goofy where it totally.
He meant it when he sang that song. He meant it. He felt it.
Yeah. Yes. Man. That's part of it, is how dramatic it is and like serious, but stupid.
It's like you're finding it like fantasy novels or something. Like it's just something weird.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Super weird, but okay. The Sound of Silence. But people love that cover song.
Who?
Because he's not. Who? But I who promise does? You, I've talked to several people.
Yes.
In a serious way, just said, man, that's such a good cover song. And, it's unbelievable. Like, I get what they're saying because I understand that he put on a good performance. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he performed the song in a traditional sense. Like, Pavarotti performs. I mean, he puts on a performance, and that's what.
Right. The it singer was opera. Disturbing. It was an operatic. Yeah. Yeah.
But it is the funniest thing you can ever watch.
I can't. It just constantly moves up a notch and up a level and up a level till you get good. To the end. And you're like, to the neon god. It's just, you're like, what the fuck is happening? This is insane, this dude. Is awesome.
But anyway, okay. That's my second pick.
All right, Tony, you're up.
I'm going to go bass player, and I think if I choose the one that I want to choose, it won't let me win the draft. The one I want to choose is because I just hate it. And I think it just, whenever I hear it, I just never have been a fan in this bass player. But I think I'm going to have to go with a different bass player. No, I'll just go with my heart. I don't care if I win. I can't stand Les Claypool of Promise. Yeah. I just can't. When no one's got a big bang, I'm just like, what? Okay, we get it, dude. And now you're just like, I'm going to a big brown beaver. You're just like, what do you got to do? Like, I just got to watch you walk up and down the motherfucker nonstop during the whole song. Wait, the whole album. It kills me. Now, obviously, he is a good bass player, but that choice of art just destroys me.
He makes really, really ugly sounds.
Yeah.
Like, the sounds that he makes are very ugly. Ugly. Yeah. They're like gurgly, weird, crazy sounds that he makes, but it's really good. When we played at Quest in Minneapolis, where he was playing.
Oh, yeah, that's
downstairs.
Right. Yeah, so
we
right.
saw him from. We played upstairs, and he played downstairs at Prince's Club Quest in Minneapolis, and we watched him from upstairs. It was just him solo, wasn't Primus.
Yeah.
I like Primus, to be honest, and he was just doing this just super weird stuff, and just the weirdest stuff. Just makes the noisiest, most disgusting sounds.
It's just horrible to my ears.
I think that's a good answer, but nobody can do that but him.
I know.
It's
Thank
so
God.
Funny because like. Our friend Austin Hagen, back in the day, we used to play music with him before Emery. He loved Primus. I remember he would play Primus, and I just could not ever really like it.
No.
I mean, I tried, and I understood, I appreciated the musicality in a sense, but I was like, man, I just can't get this in my mind.
I know it.
All right,
Carter.
Matt.
Carter.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay, so I'm ready to get my singer. Okay, yeah. So singer seems to me to like, I was trying to think of how y'all would take that. Would singer like live, recorded, does that include writing, songwriter, you know what I mean, in singer a little bit there.
Sure,
it's like
okay.
It's the spot in which that all those things are part of the, not to mention being a front man and personality and all the things that come with singer. So you can package all those together in my view. I'm open to discussion on this. So I'm trying to learn and grow and understand, but nobody's worse than Ryan Adams out there and all of those things. I think Ryan Adams is the worst of all of those things.
God, is he not? He's so awful.
Lunsford likes him.
And
yeah,
so
I love him.
I do understand that there are people that, from my point of view, act like they know something that will say he's good, that the people that think they know stuff and they say he's good. So there has to be a way that I'm wrong, but it's not, I cannot access what could be good about him that people are getting. So it must say something about me. Yeah. There must be something he's good at because people are supposedly highbrow. Well, identify him as good. And I cannot figure out why.
So you're barely sneaking in here because he played under Ryan Adams and the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that's a band. He freaking sings and does borderline. The thing and has a band and whatever he does.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little borderline for solo artist versus band, but I think we'll accept it.
Isn't he like the Epstein of rock and roll or something?
I mean, whatever. I don't know if it's his vibe. Didn't he do something bad?
I think he's like
groomer,
emotionally abusive or something like that. Kind of womanizer type.
Yeah.
So
that's, I guess, yeah, but just like.
He's doing shows again.
Oh. It's like, maybe that's, I'm not saying it's like that stuff. Others just like that aesthetic. Mm. It comes across to me like he's just trying to be cool to get girls or something. Like it comes across.
I totally
that's
agree.
What I think it is. I don't think there's, it doesn't seem like anything. I don't find it.
Not authentic.
There. But I don't, I don't know what other people are getting. So that's my answer.
Yeah. His music to me feels like he's really smart and goes, oh, if I write like this, it will just work, but he doesn't feel it or mean it. He doesn't mean anything he sings, I don't think.
Yeah, it's something like that. You know what I mean?
Something's
wrong there.
He's playing a game where he writes. Yeah. All right, Lunsford.
All right, I got two picks.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go drummer. And this pick is going to be kind of similar to Toby's in some ways, but maybe even more, ridiculous.
I know who you're going to say.
I know the most ridiculous answer.
I know who you're going to say.
There's two possibilities here.
Well, so I'm going Carter Beaufort, Dave Matthews.
Oh, wow.
That's one of those. Not
okay.
Wow.
Man, I'm always Doug Carter. I just think he's so good. But he's cheesy.
You dig the way you just hear his drums and only his drums for the entire song?
He's cheesy, but he's just good. He's talented.
He's not good.
He's talented. No,
he's not talented at making the songs good.
That's true. He
ruins the songs. It's too much. It's ridiculous.
But that's kind of a Dave Matthews thing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you put them in the band category too, for all I care, but they're off the board now. But
I don't disagree that they.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer, but they are talented though.
They are skilled musicians.
Skilled.
But with great power comes great responsibility, and Carter shows no responsibility with his skills whatsoever. He's never once thought, is this a good idea for the song? he's never thought that at all. Yeah, I used to want to do a YouTube channel where I re-recorded all the drums for Dave Matthews Band, and I swear to God, I think it'd be better. I played the drums for every Dave Matthews Band.
That's a good argument of why. Yeah,
and I think they would be better songs if I did that. That's what I.
It'd be a different style for sure.
Well, yeah, it's a different style, but it's like.
Different genre.
Yeah, what it's being
let's,
good
let's
at.
Let's see if we can actually make that happen. It shouldn't be that hard to do a drum over. I think it's called for now.
We should do that.
I think you've just called it into existence.
All right, Matt will make that happen.
That can't be that hard.
I
want to
hear your version of Satellite.
You got to get video of this.
Like tripping billies or something like that. You know, it's just like.
Ants marching.
He's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I hear you.
Dumb, and
it's too much.
Like, there's a lot of good drummers in marching band.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's what it feels like to me. So
yeah, I know. Okay. I get that.
It's my turn. Now. I have another pick. This is gonna be another one that bothers people. Probably I'm going Axl Rose because
I think
Guns N' Roses. Ups, and I think
it's my all-time favorite band. Are you insane? I think they rival. I think the only rival to them is the Beatles. I'm serious.
Insane to me. I've always thought
they're a phenomenal band. Wow,
they sound just the same as.
Don't.
Motley
it's not. He's not even choosing as a band. He's saying Axl.
But I'm.
No, I know
Axl.
You're right. Right. Yeah. No, I know. But
I mean, part of it is like the effect that he has on the band, and I think no good.
Wow, man. I think
my whole life, I've never thought like, oh yeah, fuck yeah. I've always thought, why is everybody like this? This
man,
is no good.
That's that clip you sent of him singing Child of Mine.
Yeah.
Light. Is that real?
Yeah, I think it is real. He is older now. He's trying to sing that high. Argument. But
yeah, that was funny.
There's a video of him only singing falsetto.
Right. He's just like singing lightly just to get through the song because he's singing. I don't know if that's what that is. That's funny. Very funny.
I know. I might could even find that. But I mean, it is heyday. I mean, I thought he rivaled anybody. And I mean, like November Rain singing that song. I mean, it's a ballad. And like, that song's fucking amazing.
I don't get it. I don't really get it. Like whatever in Welcome City. To the Jungle or whatever or Paradise City. Yeah, it's all a joke to me. I think it's a total joke the way he is. His get up, his wardrobe, the era he comes from was a joke that Nirvana wiped off the map and made it irrelevant. Like there you know,
it was a showman era.
You here, listen to this. This is him singing it falsetto. See?
Okay. It doesn't play. You got to turn your music thing on. Damn you got to hit your music button on the on.
Oh, okay,
the
hold on.
To let the original
sound on.
Okay,
now, okay, ready? Listen.
Yeah. It's the old pervert guy.
She's just singing like that. Like in a show, I'm singing.
That's insane, isn't it? Wow. So I understand now, but I'm saying in his heyday, though. And I mean, what a song. Those songs are unbelievable. But okay. To each his own. To each his own. All right. Back to Carter.
Yeah.
Okay. I have two down. Okay. So I've got drummer and bassist left. I've done guitar and singer, and I have band left. Okay. I'm going to go. Another bassist, try to do strong. I'm going to try and do a strong pick here and go closer to our scene and say Pete Wentz.
Yeah,
for bassist.
I had him down.
Yeah, I just think that could go on the poster. I feel good about that. He's one, and I think, you know, basically I would just put it in the same category as Nikki Six in that way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he can play. It's not, I mean, but, you know, from even the early days, you could see that he is doing something, and the bass playing is not the important part of what he is here for. Right. And that's not a judge on what he's able to bring value-wise to his band. But I'm making the argument, Pete Wentz, like, what has he been able to achieve as a musician? And he's just that, whatever he was able to do on bass. That was was able to go a very long way. So as far as, you know, how good do you think one needs to be at music to achieve what Pete Wentz?
Yeah. He's
really good for him in that. But, yes, I'm going to just name him as a bad bass player.
Okay. Yeah, it's like you would never be in the studio and be like, you know what would be sick if we get the
Pete
guy in on bass?
Yeah.
Pete. If we got Pete in, they would get the right feel here.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
And that's a cliche, and he gets to take the fall for the cliche of like a bass player doesn't really matter in a certain kinds of bands or whatever it is. And they, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's a good pick. So, Toby.
I got one. My guitar players. One is everybody will be mad at me. Every human will be. Or the other one's kind of funny. So I'm going to go balls to the wall. My worst guitar player is Kurt Cobain.
Oh, come on. Wow.
He's just
please.
I mean, hey guys, come in and check this. Chang-a-chang. A-chang-chang-chang-a-chang-a-chang. I mean, the line he walks from being an amazing guitar player to, oh, my God, that local band, you got to come watch this. It's so hilarious. Mm-hmm. The chords they're playing is really a thin line. And I think he obviously gets all the benefit of the doubt because of their band being influential and ending that hair metal scene and all that, you know. And
good songwriter.
Great songwriter. But, I mean, honestly, just as a musician – voice and guitar is pretty bad. I mean, it just is. But, I mean.
Mess.
Yeah. You think he's a good guitar player, Matt? Like, he's good at guitar?
I think what Toby just said is an undignified ground.
I even watched a video where the producer of the record was like, I had to go in there and, like, replay some of his parts or something like that. Like, he just is not that
good. I'm with Toby on this one. I don't think he was good at guitar. And I think when you're measuring the worst, to me, the worst I'm measuring against how reveled somebody is in a certain way or how big they are, like,
Yeah, when you get to then you, I mean, there's a word for overrated, you know. So that's a, I mean,
it's that plays
related
into it a little
overrated as a part of it. So but I can see like, why you got to attack. But
I'm not attacking.
No, it's easy to attack.
I'm
like
not
a big
attacking.
Target, you know,
I'm
like I just did the Pete Wentz. I understand you want to attack. You know, the biggest target you can fucking find on the prison yard.
No, I'm just.
Nobody's ever talked about like, oh, you know, Kurt Cobain though, man, he could riff.
Right,
he could rip it on guitar, bro. Nobody's ever said that.
Right,
they talk about how awesome Nirvana is.
Yeah, they
but
talk about,
but he was able to generate an energy from that instrument that you can't deny.
So but I mean, this is almost the opposite of Carter Beauford. If I'm saying Carter Beauford is ruining it,
I'm just saying
what
he
can
just play like a palm muted something and make you like lean forward and go, oh my gosh, something. Like he can do that with just the way he.
I often wonder though too. How much influence did David Grohl's energy even
a
have?
A lot
with that?
Because
I mean,
they
he goes
go
on to do Foo Fighters.
To
I mean,
no, for sure. But because their drummer before that is the band that you think sucks, the local band on Bleach.
Right.
Bleach sounds like a local band, and Dave Grohl's not there. But what Kurt was doing is the same thing. And Dave Grohl bring it with the drums when you could match it. He understood what Kurt was trying to do.
But
with
as
that.
A guitar player, I just don't think he's really that good.
He just Dave Grohl understood it and is good. But it still feels like that comes. That
I mean,
energy is generated.
Kurt Cobain, the person, I understand where you're coming from, but just as a guitar player, just
look. We've all been personally attacked tonight, guys.
Me and Matt are not going to stand by and let you talk shit about our local musicians.
That's my saying.
These are our local people, man.
Whose turn is it? Toby?
It was just me.
I picked Devin, you got two.
Okay.
Devin, you got two.
All right. I'm going with my drummer.
Yeah.
And I don't think this will be. I think it'll go over okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Chad Smith, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wow.
His style of playing is not good. Have you ever seen how he plays the drums?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's not awesome. It's floppy armed. I don't like the floppy arms. Matt, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean about
he's got
floppy
some floppy
arms. It's not as it's not what I mean.
It
but
feels
it's
amateurish to me. Now I'm not saying he doesn't write good parts and he's not a good drummer, like technically. He can do stuff. It just feels a little generic.
It's it's a little old guy sounding.
Yes. Do ga ga do da do ga, you know, like
right.
It just feels it matches Anthony Kiedis's vocals.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I mean, Anthony Kiedis now off the board, by the way.
Yeah, he's off, yeah.
But,
yeah.
No, he's so. Not.
He oh, been, wow,
he,
yeah, that's
he,
a big money.
He just took Anthony Kiedis off the board by taking
I didn't even think of that. You're right. He's the worst singer. Wow, I didn't even think about him. That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't until just now.
I mean, I saw Chili Peppers last.
I don't hate the Chili Peppers.
I know. I'm not saying you do.
Yeah,
but I saw him play, and like I thought, Chad was just excellent in every way. Just execution, look, style, like what his parts he plays. Like,
I'll be honest, because I really do enjoy, I know this is funny, but I really enjoy watching drumming videos like on TikTok. I don't know why. They just pull me in every time. But he was in one like maybe a week ago. And when I saw it, I was right on the fence. I was like, man, I almost really like Chad Smith.
But you do want him to be Brad Wilk from Rage Against the Machine for the same style. That's what you want.
It to be a little bit. More,
I think that's
like a little bit more to it. His feels.
I think that's where Devin's coming from, Lunsford. That helps you understand. You might be talking about like you like groove or some shit, but Devin wants to. Yeah. Devin wants to take it one more step. Rage Against the Machine is what he's missing there.
I mean, I love Red Hot
because they're similar drummers.
Awesome.
It feels It feels a little wimpy or something like. But I like some Chili Pepper songs. I do. I think they're catchy. I don't mind them as a band. They're a little goofy sometimes.
Their vibe.
It's cool.
They sound like Southern California or something.
Yeah.
Like a flat billed hat and a shirt off or whatever.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a pick.
That's my drummer.
right. You got one.
So okay, what do I have left? Singer.
You got guitarist and singer left.
I got two?
I think
so. Oh, yeah, because I got to go back. Around,
yeah.
Then you're done.
Then I'm done. Okay.
But you only got
to
say
we
one.
We got right one now. Pick right now, and then you right, come back. Right. We'll come okay, back to you to end it. Yeah.
So... I think I'm going to go singer. There's so many.
There's a lot.
Who's off the board with singer?
We got Axl Rose, Ryan Adams, and Steven Jenkins from Third Eye Blind.
Those are three bad ones. And some of the peripheral guys are off too.
Yeah, so they took the other bands off.
So I'm just going to go with one that's always kind of bothered me, even though I've always really liked the band. But the vocals just get me, just like, come on, is Geddy Lee of Rush.
Rush,
yes.
Yeah. And that takes Rush off the board too.
Yeah.
All them. Oh, it's that just, takes freaking Neil Peart off the board, by the way. Because that, you know, that's some argument somebody wants to make. Okay.
Yeah, but that's just like the over drumming, like Lunsford.
And he could have easily been the worst bass player.
That's who Lunsford was going to take. Neil Peart.
Yeah, and you could have said worst bass
player. I was thinking about it. I roasted him when he died. People got mad.
They got real mad.
I did Ari Shaffir style roast on Facebook, and people got really mad at me.
I know. I watched
like,
it.
Really mad.
They were mad.
Because you're a drummer, and you the disrespect from a drummer to do such a thing. That's hilarious. Yeah. Like, you're a drummer, and when Neil Peart died, you made fun of him.
And I made it public, so I was getting all sorts of random people.
Wow. But I remember.
The vocals, I mean, it's just, it's like, Lee, is this real?
Yeah,
this supposed to be a
salesman.
This supposed to be a rock band, and he's singing unreal high squeal notes, and it just is goofy.
I hate it. God, it's so goofy. His voice. I hate it.
I really do like some Rush songs. I can't help it. I just like some of them, but the vocals are always like, oh man, if the vocals were good, you would like it. Anyway, that's my pick.
It's like the most nerd band. It's like intentionally to be nerd, but tough or something. It's like, it's probably a predecessor to Weezer in a way, but Weezer's just catchy and amazing. You know, welcome Gian. All right. I think I got my band and guitar players. So, and bands, we can pick anybody, right? Like, even if they've been said.
As long
as it's
a band.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead.
No. If they're off the board, if they've been tapped from, right?
I thought band. Yeah. Oh, band, you can't? Okay.
Not if they've already
been taken.
You
can't say Chili Peppers, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if somebody, okay. Chili Peppers would have been on mine as one of the worst bands.
That's what I'm saying. People, you could have said Nirvana was the worst vocals easily. You could say a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's so much bad stuff with the Chili Pepper. I mean, there's so much they do. It's just rapping this stupid shit. Anyway.
Oh gosh, Lunsford loves them.
I know.
I do. I'm unapologetic about it though.
So okay. I'm gonna go drummer, and it just bothers me because it's just like people be mad at me for this one. God, they're gonna hate me for this one.
I see where you're going.
Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones. I can't. There it just seems like this is
boring.
British dad that's like sitting here, and you got Mick Jagger on the front, and that's all you can do. Like, it's just so pretentious. Hello, I'm just going to sit over here and do this with the drums today.
Wait,
and then I'll let Mick do his thing, and I'll just sit over here and do this. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You're in the fucking Rolling Stones. Like, this motherfucker in front of you, 70-some years old, going the fuck off. Like, Mick Jagger's going the fuck off. Hello, I'm getting my sore late, fellas. Had a quick doctor appointment today, so I'm running a little late. But let me get this with my tea here. Like, Alfred from Batman. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong? You're so fucking boring. Make me lose my mind. So Charlie Watts is out.
Yeah, worst. Yeah.
I love it.
Fuck.
I would have maybe taken Rolling Stones and band. I think.
Did he die? By the way, yeah. Charlie. What?
Yeah, he did.
Oh shit.
Oh, he did.
No, he did die.
Yeah. He's playing drums with Rolling Stones now. Did they replace him?
I didn't know he died.
He played without him.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Are they playing without him?
Yeah.
Who plays?
I mean, I assume they're playing.
Yeah, I think they kept going.
Who's I don't know who's playing drums. I think Josh Freese.
Yeah. No, Charlie Watts' son. Charlie Watts' son's playing. He's 73 years old. Charlie Watts, I mean, I don't feel too bad. He was 190 years old when he passed. So.
Hello, I mean, what are you doing this afternoon?
What's going on? Been a couple of hello, love. I'm going to go play the drums with Mick and over here. Keith's getting kind of wild these days, but I'm going to stick here with the drums and playing the snare and the bass drum and the toms. Okay, dude. Fuck and you. You're the Rolling Stones.
Tom, tom, tom. Tom, tom, tom.
Tom, tom, tom. Hit the kick. Hit the kick.
He talks his drum parts. That is so funny.
He just repeats
super
repeat
slow,
the
too.
The Stones went and got John Mayer's drummer.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Stephen Jordan or something like that. Yeah,
I bet he's a good drummer. I bet
he's probably real good. Black dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Matt, it's up to
Not
you.
Not that it matters.
Okay, I've got band left and drummer. So I'll do drummer next, too. So I've got to go worst drummer. And this one is just to where'd Toby go?
I'm here.
He's there. This one is to it needs to be said just so that people can have the conversation that Meg White is the worst drummer out there.
That's a good
She was on my list. Yeah.
Because that's just, you know, of course I understand the counter arguments, and there's something where I could make the total opposite argument, but let's just say that is the worst drumming that you can possibly do and still achieve what it achieves.
Yeah.
But the feature being the badness of the drums, whether it's self-aware or not, I'll give you that. But I'm naming the feature of the drumming quality as, can you believe how bad those drums are yet? But that is rooted in badness on some level in that territory to me.
It's more a credit to Jack White for making that artistic decision.
That's right.
And it is her.
Right. Yes.
People don't want to hear that.
You can make the opposite argument of how cool, you know, there's definitely that. But just so people can argue about it or be mad at me or whatever. I thought that was one, a thought provoking one for the poster.
She hasn't really been seen in 14 years, it says. Last time she was really seen in public was like at a Toronto Film Festival. She lives in Detroit, and that's just it. She's living a quiet life. Well, that would have been so cool just to get to be in the White Stripes, got rich, you aren't good at drums, and you just – and so she's
like,
probably
she
taking
could, yeah,
care
that's
of
what I'm saying. I
life.
Don't know that, but, yeah, she's not active, and, like, you think she's putting in time on her drums in the basement now?
Yeah, she didn't go on to
– I don't think she put her time in on the drums ever.
Yeah, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she did what but she could, right. And there's part of it. So, yeah, there's the energy there. All right, Lunsford.
All right, I'm up.
Yeah, we should have one.
So, I got my last two picks.
Oh, two picks. Okay.
Yeah. So, I'll go bassist. Wait, shit. Okay, I'm going to go bassist.
Okay.
And this one's hard for me because this is one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
Actually, for real, I love them, but they're more just they're a sum of all their parts that makes them cool and good. But I'm going to take Mark Hoppus from Blink-182
as a bad bass player.
He's just not actually good at bass. And now they're off the board. You could say the same for Tom, right? Yeah. You could, like, they're not very good at their instruments. They make it sound cool, and they are cool, and like I love their music. I think they're actually like visionaries in pop punk. I love them, but he's not good at bass.
I mean, they probably are in the top 100 all-time bands, at least maybe top 50. I don't know. I mean, like they are, you're right. Like there's something to that band.
But, they're incredible. Their tour is huge. Yeah, they're a huge band that aren't good at their music, their instruments really, except for Travis.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, but I guess maybe it's not as controversial as I thought.
No, all right. I think it's reasonable.
Okay, this one might be. Guitarist is my last pick, and I'm putting the edge up on the chalk block here.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
He was on my list.
Fuck the edge.
Yeah.
Fuck his name. Fuck his one guitar part that he ever does. Like, it's so singular without any creativity. It's dumb. And it plays into a vibe, whatever. You two, I don't hate them. I think they're, when a song comes on, I'm like, oh, this feels good to hear.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But people talk about the, like, he did a, that guitar documentary that Jack White was on, and who else was on it?
Jimmy Page.
Like, Jimmy Page. I was like, okay, what the fuck is the edge doing on this?
Yeah.
Because he has a delay pedal.
A delay rack. He doesn't, you know, that's the rack delay.
A rack delay?
His first guy had all these racks of like gear and tapped all this program stuff. And the, like, he's the earliest guy to have this, the big full, all these process. Like, it's about his, you, anyway. Good answer.
He was on the edge back then.
He was. Yeah. So he pioneered that, whatever that is.
Yeah, probably the whole pedal head movement overall. Even though he was like, he was just doing rack effects. He's like, look, I only touch my guitar and it does the quarter eighth, and then it goes to the process. Uh-huh. Like, he was doing that thing to like, but to, you know, not. But it's just, I totally agree. So annoying.
It has nothing to do with playing the guitar.
I don't.
It's just, and it's cool, whatever, but it's just annoying. I'm annoyed by you two pretty much all the way around.
Yep.
Just, I find them annoying almost all ways.
I've never really liked you two all that much.
Yeah, me either.
They're okay. I get it, sort of.
I mean, I feel when With or Without You comes on, I feel sad.
I mean, that's good. That's good.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying they don't have any good songs.
He is a good singer, but I'm not really that much of a fan. Remember that shit where they just put their album on your phone?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Not cool, man.
What the fuck?
Yeah, cool. It was the iPod.
Yeah. The privacy, bro.
It just
video
showed
iPod
up on
came
your
out or
iPod.
Something.
iPod. That, that was like a weird flex of power.
Mm-hmm. It was.
That was kind of crazy.
Not cool, bro.
Bono. Like, yeah, you got to think all the things to convince Steve Jobs to sign off on.
Yeah.
Somehow somebody got him to sign off on that, which is wild.
Yeah.
Maybe it's his idea.
And you know Bono like doesn't
weird idea. I wonder whose idea it was.
And you know Bono doesn't have to wear sunglasses all the time. I mean,
he has glaucoma.
I've never seen him without sunglasses on. Almost.
All right,
ever.
Matt, you're up, and right, band is your last category.
Yep, okay. I'll just take care of this really quickly.
Oh, man.
This I don't understand, and whatever. But who likes the Doors? Worst band ever.
Yeah. I agree. That's a good one.
What is that?
That's a good one.
It's like old hippies, man.
Yeah,
old hippies.
I mean, it's about something other than, I'm not saying there's not a moment of like a cool noodle with the Rhodes piano and the organ thing, and it's like a trippy vibe that you might could feel for a second somehow.
Yeah.
But it's just, and then, but it's just, this never feeling like I'm in a song hardly ever, and maybe there's a cool organ solo.
Yeah,
and then so there's something from Jim Morrison that's supposed to be so brilliant that I can't get through my fucking head because I'm too dumb. But I don't. What is it?
I know. Yeah, it's like he's so deep, man, and his lyrics speak to you on a spiritual level. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I agree with that one.
Maybe it does, but I can't hear that frequency of music. I don't get it. Doors are the worst band ever.
All right, Toby, you're up.
I'm mad at Devin because I wanted to say Rush. I just can't stand it. I feel like it's just so overrated. Like, but I'll go with another band that I think is maybe even worse. This band just is everything to me that is just cliche and dumb. And I even liked some of the songs when it came out, and I felt like I got tricked in a way. And now I just hate this band so much. I want to say, fuck you, Mumford and Sons. Fuck you, Mumford
Good
and Sons.
Answer.
And I Good will fall so known. And they got the banjo. You're like, get the hell out of here. It's like, it's just the most thing that some dumb idiot would like, and just, you know, and stands there and is so, of course, Lunzer would like it. It's just so, it's so patronizing and cliche. To me, like, of course, that's how you do music to make people go, man, this is something. But I just can't stand it. It's awful.
Is it equivalent to like some just it's like some, it feels like a moment of something silly, like a ska or something. Like it's a gimmicky thing for a second.
Yeah, they only did the one record. And it was just, yeah, it was that time where all the banjo stuff was so huge for a little bit. And it just felt like exactly what she should do at that moment. And people have accused us of that. Like we just did Screamo at the right moment when Screamo, you know what I mean? Maybe they just hit it and that's who they were. But it's just, it's like the way they sing is like, I'm supposed to really take it serious. Like this is what a band is and music.
They course corrected though. They did course correct their last couple records. They don't have banjo anymore or any of that stuff. So now they're more just like Coldplay or something, which I really like Mumford and Sons.
I didn't even know they did any more albums. I only thought they
had their last two albums have been, they're still a massive band.
If they put
the
banjo,
one of
the
biggest bands in the world.
If they stopped using a banjo, they should have to change their name.
I know. You
have to change your name if you drop your banjo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're much closer to like a Coldplay or U2 or British stadium rock now. So, but I still like them. I listen to them in the airport.
Yeah, it's not.
That's when I like to listen to Mumford. So.
It's not for me. I didn't even know they did other albums. I thought they only did like one and hadn't done anything for a while.
They have four or five albums, and they're all huge.
Wow.
They sell out.
I believe they're huge, but that's what I'm saying. They should be better than they are then. It's just like, you know what I mean? It's like Train or, you know what I mean?
Man,
like
Train, that's a good pick.
That's a good
Does anybody have time to work Train? And I would advise it. I wish I'd thought of Train.
Yeah, he did the whole Ted Lasso original music, all that.
That's what I'm saying. And that's exactly what he would do. The most cute, endearing show ever has Mumford and Sons writing the music for exactly. Exactly. It's
Marcus
not real.
Marcus Mumford.
No.
This is one of those picks where like I really do like that band a lot and have listened to them a lot. And every time I do it, I'm like, I get it. I get why people would think I'm lame for this. Like this is not cool. It's one step below Coldplay. Like I love Coldplay. I still love Coldplay. And Coldplay kind of eventually got to the point where people started making fun of them a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like. Whereas like Rush of Blood to the Head, everybody was like, whoa, this record's incredible, but anyway, all right, I get it.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Devin.
All right, last pick.
Here we go.
I gotta get a guitar player.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go a little controversial in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But if you break
Matt
it down,
Carter.
If you break it down to just guitar playing, I'm gonna go. With, and this also is based on the size and volume of the band.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go John Lennon.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So, and here's why. obviously one of the most incredible songwriting bands.
Yeah.
Of all time, of course. Yeah. Anybody with a brain credits the Beatles for lots of things.
Yeah, probably best band ever.
But John Lennon is not any kind of guitar player.
Right.
He's no kind of guitar player.
Is that true?
He's a songwriter. He just played what he had to play. You know what I'm saying?
They say Elvis was, you know, very not good at guitar.
Right.
Yeah. In that.
So George was like the guitar talent.
George
was the guitar. And Paul's actually pretty good at bass, right? And don't
yeah,
people say Paul's
other than
good at bass?
Quincy Jones says he was terrible. But Quincy Jones is, you know, whatever. I don't know if he's just trying to cause a stir. But anyway, John Lennon, I just don't think he was never known for guitar, and he was a guitar player. So
yeah
I think based on the actual quality.
You don't think
of
him as a guitar player.
Quality of life's work. The Beatles wrote probably the more influential songs than any band ever.
Yeah.
And you just don't ever think about his guitar parts. You think about maybe what George wrote or the song itself, but not that. So that's why.
Yeah. I mean, you almost don't think about guitar parts with the Beatles at all, almost.
Right.
There's some George Harrison, though, where you feel like.
Yeah. George does some cool
but
stuff.
You know, it's very obviously George Harrison doing a thing a lot of times. There's some very good stuff, but it's the most basic from Lennon that he maybe is getting away with something there, you think.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, but that's a pick. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Controversial.
Oh, pretty good. So I'll go ahead and recap all the picks real quick, and then y'all want to throw out a couple honorable mentions real quick after that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
So I have a few on here that would be fun to talk about. So
Dishonorable mention.
Dishonorable mentions. Yeah. So my draft for Aaron: singer Axl Rose, Guns N' Roses, guitarist The Edge, U2, bassist Mark Hoppus, Blink 182, drummer Carter Beauford, Dave Matthews Band, and worst band of all time, Nickelback.
Interesting.
Matt has worst singer, Ryan Adams. Worst guitar player, Mark Tremonti from Creed. Bassist, Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy. Bassist was a tough category because they're all bad, pretty much. Mm-hmm. For the there's like a few great ones, and then everybody else, that's just where they fall in. Drummer, Meg White, The White Stripes, and then band, The Doors. Okay.
Yeah.
Kobe, Stephen Jenkins, Third Eye Blind. Mm-hmm. Guitarist, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Bassist Les Claypool.
Fuck you.
Drummer Charlie Watts.
Hell the Rolling Stones.
Hello, I didn't know you were gonna pick me, but I'm quite all right with it. I'm over here playing the rum tum tum with the bass drum and the snare.
And Mick Jagger's over here fucking going off. Fucking going off. Keith's high as you could ever be, and Charlie Watts is over here just having quite the time with me, Tom Day. Get me little screw here and screw in the drum head so it's a little bit tighter. Okay, dude. Okay, man.
Band Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons, fuck you.
All right. Okay. And then Devin, Geddy Lee from Rush, John Lennon from the Beatles for guitarist.
The guitar player, not
guitar player. Sorry, guitarist John Lennon, the worst of all time. Yeah. The worst of all time is John Lennon from the Beatles.
It's the worst.
Based on the size and volume of the band. Yes.
No, we heard your argument. Yeah. We heard your argument. Yeah. That's enough.
There's no argument on the poster, though.
No.
John Lennon, worst guitarist all time. Okay, moving on.
Right after Kurt Cobain.
Right after Kurt Cobain, yeah. Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue, worst bassist. Chad Smith from Red Hot Chili Peppers, drummer.
That's a good pick right there.
Ridiculous pick.
That's a good pick.
And Disturbed for worst band is a great pick.
Yeah.
So that's the draft. I'll go ahead and rattle off a couple of my dishonorable mentions. I had Billy Corgan.
For singer.
I love. I love Smashing Pumpkins, but his voice is weird.
Yeah.
You could argue.
True.
That's true.
James Hetfield.
Yeah, that he came to my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bono.
As worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's the obvious answer. People like to say Lars is the worst drummer from a
I had Lars on drummer.
I mean, that's the easiest one to like get some score
Lars
points
was
with.
For
but
sure.
For sure.
You know, but I wasn't gonna do that.
No, that feels a little disrespectful.
I couldn't even make the case personally.
I had Radiohead for worst band just because I think they're the most overrated band of all time. But
you got them as the worst band?
They really frustrate me. But I didn't pick them because I knew that'd be ridiculous.
Well, that would have hurt you. That would have hurt you on the poster.
I know it would have looked really, but I think they are the most overrated band ever.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you now, but the album OK Computer was, to me, unbelievably influential
cool.
to me.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
You know what I mean? But I get it. Beyond.
Don't you think Train is one of the worst bands possible?
Yeah.
The problem is they're so unoffensive. They're so bad. They barely came to mind.
I had it really strong that I was going to not be able to not pick Matchbox 20.
Yeah, that was
really. I like. I just
at first
just,
though they had a bad rap.
It's
like too cheesy.
And I think Three Doors Down.
They're bad.
The worst band ever. I mean, come on.
They're bad.
Yeah.
And there's a couple worst bands ever that they only ever had like one radio hit, and
go ahead.
Cold.
Oh yeah.
Like
but Train
never...
though. Now I'm not. I say I know they're one of the worst bands, but they have a couple of the biggest songs
of all time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, Soul Sister.
I know.
Yeah.
That song was massive.
I was just in an interview with him, and he was talking about how, like, it was NPR or something. And, you know, they had their big hits from Tell Me to the World and whatever. And then they didn't have a hit for a long time. And he was like, they were kind of struggling and whatever. And he just came up with another hit.
Yeah,
man.
I don't remember which one it was.
Drops of Jupiter or something.
Drops
like that.
Of Jupiter was the first one.
Yeah, and then Soul Sister went into outer space.
That was more recent. Was Soul Sister more recent?
Well, probably.
What was
15 years ago, wasn't it?
There was something more recent where he was able to find another one.
Oh, really?
Like, they're like probably a multiple one-hit wonder type of band.
Yeah.
Where nobody says anything bad about the guy either. And he moved here to had a house at like Sammamish, and like people know him and stuff. And
he's a good dude.
People say he's cool. But, yeah.
Yeah. On that interview, he sounded like actually a really great guy.
Yeah.
I almost picked Godsmack. I hate.
Nice.
Hate Godsmack.
Terrible band name for sure.
Oh my gosh. That Voodoo song makes me want to kill myself when I hear it. I hate that song.
It kind of Disturbed. I feel like they're getting a bad rap for being picked because there's bands below them like Saliva that aren't actually as good at Disturbed. Right.
They don't.
Disturbed is so good at being bad.
Yeah.
What I mean? They're the top bad of that. So.
My other guitar player was Trey Cyrus of Metro Station.
Oh yeah, bad. Yeah, no, he's definitely one of the worst.
He didn't even play live. I don't think. From what we heard, they were all tracks. Like just
yeah. I did some dates with Bridget and Danger Radio with them, and that he was not even. He was not up to the task whatsoever, and they had tracks and stuff, and he would play like power chords, but I mean like. Couldn't hardly do it.
Yeah.
Like, could not do it.
Yeah. I knew he was bad. Yeah. My vocalist.
But he looked cool. Like, he was like stage presence. Like,
oh, right.
The hardest.
And it was just the two of them, right? I think.
It looked like, it's like they give Avril Lavigne a guitar and it looked or somebody that looks like that's not, they don't even know what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. Totally. My vocalist, I said, of course, it was going to be Vince Neil because he's bad. I think he just quit or something. Yeah. He can't do it anymore. Like, his voice, he can't even do anything anymore. He never was any really that good. I actually said Britney Spears.
She's a solo artist,
but her voice really isn't too good. But she's a tour de force. She's not good.
Yeah, I would say like Taylor Swift and worst guitarist.
Yeah, she.
If
yeah,
we were going solo wrote, artist. Yeah,
Taylor Swift's actual voice is pretty weak too. Honestly, I mean
she honed it in to whatever she's
got
doing
better.
Now.
Right.
Yeah,
I would have if we'd have done solo artists, I would have picked. I can't help it. I would have picked Bob Dylan, singer.
Yeah, he's rough.
I mean, I obviously he has great songs, and but I just can't hardly his voice. It's not
also.
Good.
I also was gonna say Claudio, the lead singer of Coheed and Cambria. his voice kind of bothers me.
He's a good singer.
I just don't like that high pitch thing or whatever.
I always think of them as like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, like kind of thing.
I saw their Rush emo.
Yeah, it gets off in that high thing.
Yeah. I don't like Rush. The other one, y'all will be mad at me, but I actually don't think his voice is good at all. And I really don't like the way he sings. Is Maynard from Tool? His voice bothers me.
It's a certain style for sure.
Yeah, but that's all mine.
Anybody else? I have my Neil Peart quote to take us off.
Okay.
All right. So I roasted Neil Peart the day he died on Facebook.
Yeah.
Rush is a garbage band with bad songs. Rot in hell, you glorified jam band joke of a drummer. Music is better off without you.
Oh my Lord, Lunsford. God.
That is awful.
It's still there. I never deleted it. And that'll tell you everything you need to know about me, I guess. Yeah. So
follow Lunsford on. We do got to read the names of the new listeners.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do that, and we'll be out of here.
Mm. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yep.
Do y'all got the CTA pulled up? Yep, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And so in honor of us doing the worst, these people sent in their favorite. The person they think is actually the best at their position.
Okay. Cameron Price.
He picked a singer, and his is Weird Al Yankovic.
Favorite singer.
Yeah, pretty good.
Favorite singer.
All right. Ian Joshua Riley.
He picked bass player, and he picked Joel Green from Emory.
Joel had some chops, you know?
Yep.
Francisco Bernal.
He picked a guitar player, and he picked Carlos Santana.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Tyler Buma or Bauma?
Yeah, drummer, and he picked Kevin from The Office.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah,
that's nice. Scrantonicity.
And then Luke Simmons again. We haven't seen Luke in a while.
I don't know. Best band, Limp Bizkit.
It's It's good business. That's a good band.
All right. We'll see y'all next time.
See ya.